It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Micrometer Flow Meters, designed with the irrigating farmer in mind to give you the read you need. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. 1955 was the year Micrometer started serving the American farmer. And it's no wonder their flow solutions continue to be chosen by and trusted by American farmers now almost 65 years later, because they have a full line of flow meters for agriculture with unparalleled quality, accuracy, and durability. You can get the full Micrometer story by going to their website, micrometer.com/ag. That's M-C-C-R-O. Micrometer.com/ag. And if you order a new flow meter from Micrometer for a limited time only, you can get free shipping by mentioning the promo code FREESHIP. That's right, completely free shipping. Free ship. Micrometer experts know that when time and water are money, wasting precious resources is not an option. Get their full story at micrometer.com/ag. We'll ride the weather roller coaster across the heartland of America this week. Indianapolis, the crossroads of America, is a perfect example. It might get close to 50 there today before a high of over 70 by Thursday, prior to dropping back down to a high of 40 in Indy by Saturday. The Nebraska Panhandle bracing for a major midweek winter storm, heavy snow with 50-mile-an-hour winds. Blizzard conditions are forecast at midweek around towns such as Scott's Bluff and Gehring. And this is the time of the year that outdoors men and women are warned about the ice, warned to make sure it's thick enough before walking or driving out across the ice. On Lake Erie, near Catawba Island State Park in Ohio on Saturday, 150 ice fishermen were stranded after the ice broke up. Many were forced to leave their fishing gear behind as they were rescued, some of them by an airboat, some by helicopter. No injuries were reported. From This Week in Agribusiness, there wasn't a lot of good news for corn farmers in that data the USDA delivered on Friday. They trimmed the amount of corn to be exported, and they reduced how much corn will be used domestically to produce ethanol. And as a result, the projected ending stocks of corn, that's how much will be sitting in bins before the new crop comes in the fall, were boosted by 100 million bushels. The soybean carryout was actually reduced, but by only 10 million bushels. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, it's the week of National Agriculture Day. The event coming Thursday is an effort of the Kansas-based Agriculture Council of America. It's been going on not quite, but almost 50 years. You have to wonder what took them so long. Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson, struggling with increasing its sales with the aging baby boomers, will sell a line of electric bicycles for kids. A 12-inch and 16-inch model. The line for kids will be marketed under the Stasike brand. These will go from 5 to 11 miles an hour. They'll go for an hour, powered by a rechargeable 20-volt battery. We're told they'll sell for less than $700. A little more sophisticated and a lot more expensive, I'd say, than my hand-me-down Schwinn from back in the day. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Micrometer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.